AP update, I'm Jackie Quinn. Lawmakers today grappled with the issue of homegrown terrorism and some new details about Sunday's shootout, an attempted attack on a cartoon contest in Texas that was insulting to Muslims. The House Homeland Security Chairman says federal authorities are aware of thousands of potential extremists who live in the United States, but only a small portion are under active surveillance. Security expert Peter Bergen explains why it's hard to detect them.
They don't fit any ethnic profile. Whether they're whites or African Americans, there are Arab Americans, there are Pakistani Americans, there are Bosnian Americans. And this, of course, produces problems for law enforcement.
FBI Director James Comey told reporters that federal investigators sent out a bulletin. They knew Texas gunman Elton Simpson had shown interest in that cartoon contest, but there was no evidence that he was planning an attack. AP update. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.